Melanie Hundling, the head cross-country coach for the ESAC Raiders, joining us here today as we take a look back at what was a fantastic 2020 season for the Raiders. Of course, Emma Schrader just competing for them up at the state cross-country meet this last Saturday. And Coach, you and I were chatting before the interview. You guys had a lot of fun on Saturday, and Emma learned a lot for her first year out for cross-country and qualifying for the state meet.
She did, yeah. She's already talking about next year. How things look for next year, so that's really good to know they had enough fun and enough success with it that they're already looking forward to next August. So that was good.
Coach, what stands out for you about this 2020 season? It was kind of a crazy season with all the COVID stuff. Is it that, or was it something else that stood out for you?
Well, that definitely will always stand out for us as a team. Well, everyone this year will remember how different things were with a COVID season. What stood out for me, I'm sitting here at my table looking at my list of kids here, and it's the first year we truly got competitive and got, they've always been somewhat competitive and everyone's always trying to improve their times, but this was the first year once we got through those first few meets that they started to see how successful they could be and talk about it and get excited about it, and the boys and the girls team. Part of that was we finally had enough numbers to finish as a team, both boys and girls, and we had a JV component with our boys team, which we haven't had in the 3 years I've been coaching. I think in the history of ESAC they've had that. We just haven't had it recently. But that stands out to me as well, besides just the COVID stuff, is the size of the team and the fire they had by the time we were getting towards the end of the year.
Was there a specific meet, Coach, that when you walked away from it, you're like, okay, that competitive fire I want to see, it's here now. They realize what they can do?
Alta, which was at the end of September. I don't have my calendar with me. I just have the list. But the beginning of the season, we struggled a little bit. Holstein canceled, which is always a frustration because that is a huge meet where you get to see quite a few competitors and kind of see what your district might look like. And then Kemper canceled, so we had two Saturdays there that were free. So we, I don't want to say scrambled, but we were looking for meets that we could get into just to keep competing because who knew if we were going to make it through the whole season. So Alta was a meet that we put in, and I wish I was better with numbers. We had three boys medal, if I remember correctly. And that was a huge deal for us, and I think we had – that was the night Wyatt finished in under 20 minutes. That's the meet where things really clicked. People really – saw what they could accomplish. They saw what they could accomplish as a group. They saw how good their times could be. And that was probably about halfway through the competitive part of the season.
Coach, did that course fit you guys, or was it just a different mentality that the group took up with them that day?
That's a good question, because I was on a Monday night, and the kids were kind of looking forward to that week, not really with the way we had to fit in extra meets. We had three meets that week, so they were a little nervous about having that many. It's a great course. It makes me laugh. They like flat courses. The kids always get nervous with hills, and no matter how many times you tell them it's the same hills for everybody that's running, don't look at your times, but they love the flat course. Once we get to a course and they see there's no hills there, they're good. So maybe it was that. I'm not really sure. We did Alta last year, too, as a filler when Kemper had canceled last year, so we had done it before. But, it could have been the flat course. It could have just been the night. I'm not entirely sure, but either way, it was good.
Both of the teams, young in a way, too, just one senior for the girls in Lauren Litterer and one senior for the boys in Jaden Horton. So a lot of freshmen making up both of these teams and some sophomores with a few juniors sprinkled in as well. So youth to be able to kind of build off of the successes from this year.
Right. Over half the team was freshmen. So in a way, that's good, especially if they end the season with a fire. So, yeah, in a way, it was good to have that many freshmen because they have so many more years to look forward to. But the seniors we had, even though there was only two of them, are such a good example for the younger kids. And I keep saying it's because of those two seniors that we have as many kids as we do. You know, they're the ones that are reaching out to the kids and saying, hey, you should try this. Hey, this is a lot of fun, you know. And a lot of these freshmen we had here had done middle school cross country, so they'd had those seniors to look up to for several years ahead of time. So I'm not sure if I'm answering your question very well, but it is a huge plus to have that many freshmen, especially if they're talking about coming back.
Coach, let's stay with the boys for a moment here. We mentioned Jaden Horton as the senior, but talk a little bit about the boys team. What meets do you feel like were their best, minus maybe that ultimate meet that you already kind of talked a little bit about, but talk about the growth of this year's boys team.
So we added quite a few, not just freshmen, but some additional sophomores as well. All the meets for them were good. We finished fairly, in the top part of the groups most of the time. But what stands out the most to me with these guys is the district meet. They finished 7th out of the 15 teams there, and they were just in awe of themselves, you know, at how well they had done and how well they could do. But this freshman, the freshman boys that came into high school, I believe had played 2nd or 3rd at conference last year as middle school kids, so we knew that they had that potential for the success. But as far as other specific meets, Lake City was pretty impressive for them because that meet has some pretty big schools and pretty tough competition, and the boys did well then. I can't say a gallery or their first couple meets was really their strong point. We were still, like Wyatt Thorpe, he was one that kind of joined us the first week of school, so and he's a junior, had to have some time to get used to what all of it's about. I'm trying to think of another meet that stood out with these guys. Sioux Center, that was another one that we fit in when we had a cancellation, and the boys actually did really, really well at that meet as well. I don't remember their exact place, but that's when they, the pack would kind of go together. Wyatt, Nathan, Parker, you know, those three, and Caleb was not too far behind usually, and then Ethan and Isaiah were really starting to catch on there too. But I wouldn't say the first few meets for them stand out to me, but as we got later on, and the high point for them was the district meet for sure.
So it sounds like you're just getting comfortable with the season, and was it getting into condition? You talk to some coaches, and it's like the kids don't run a lot during the summer, so it's kind of that first few weeks of the season is getting them into the shape to be able to run as well as they can?
That's a lot of it, and Wyatt's one that stands out in my head when we talk about that. Nathan, he ran, I'm sure, all summer long. He even had a weekend during the season where he went for a long run and ended up doing 10 miles kind of on a fluke. So Nathan had been running the whole time. But Wyatt, Nathan's the one that convinced Wyatt to join us. So Wyatt had not been running through the summer. So once he got in shape and saw how successful he could be, I am convinced next summer he will be running through the summer to be ready for the season. I see it as a bit of a hindrance that we didn't have a track season, because at least if the kids didn't run in the summer, at least they ran until middle of May, so you only have a few months to try and work,
Yep.
So without track season, you knew some of these kids hadn't run since potentially last fall. And I know we're still kind of talking about the boys' team, but I know like Lauren, she, as soon as quarantine started, she was lifting weights and running because it was really kind of the main thing we had to look forward to at that point was cross country. So you had kids like that. But, yeah, we did have some kids that didn't, without track, they didn't run all spring or summer. And that did make some additional concerns when the season started. One, because of injury. Now you're throwing them into running 5 days a week. And are we going to get hurt because we hadn't run since last October? I emphasized to them it's definitely important to run through the summer. Especially the boys team, you started seeing that amount of success halfway through the season. Well, if we had been, running all summer, you could have started with that success at the beginning. And that, I do think they fully understand now.
Do you think that group now all of a sudden excited about track for this spring if we get a season this spring?
I think so. I've got a couple that, they're kind of him and hawing if they're going to come back to cross country or not, but we kind of do have some of that at the end of a season when you're just tired of running. So I do think most of them will do track. Soccer is an option now too, so some of them go that route, but that's still a pretty heavy endurance sport as well. So, but it sounds like all of them will do something this spring for sure. And a lot of them are already onto basketball now too. So,
Coach, let's flip over to the girls here for a little bit. You mentioned Lauren Litter as a senior providing that great leadership. I know she missed a few meets this year, I am assuming due to injuries and stuff, but just one of those quiet kids that I think is kind of that quiet leader for this group?
For sure, and I don't think she'll mind me saying this on the radio. She, unfortunately, was one of the two, both of them seniors, that had to quarantine at some point during the season. This was actually the first year I've coached with Lauren getting through completely without injury. And I attribute a lot of that to her off-season training. Yeah, Lauren, her leadership is incredible. The district meet, I you know, there's certain COVID things, you know, I'm used to giving the kids a hug or, you know, high five, and this season it was just, you're very careful. You know, I work with elderly people, so I just thought I can't be, you know, letting my guard down and pick something up from the kids and take to work. You got to be careful. But we were at the district meet, and, you know, Lauren looked at me, and she said, can I just give you a hug? And then I spent the next 10 minutes trying to compose myself, because it was a heartbreaker to know that this was her last season. And I do, yeah, her, she is a quiet leader. She's just, I can't say enough good about Lauren as a person. The day she called and told me she had to do her 10 or 14 day quarantine, her voice was quivering on the phone, and then I start quivering on the phone because, you know, things could be so much worse. You know, there's worse phone calls you can get. There's worse situations you can be in. But when you just really, really like something as much as Lauren liked cross country and liked being with the group, something I will say I did because of her quarantine, I tried to find a couple other meets that we could just take those kids to that they could fill in, because you can run your 10 meets. You know, she still had some availability to do that. And she said she just really wasn't interested without the team. So I think that says a lot for Lauren and her dedication to the team and her desire to be a part of the team. So she will be, her and Horton both will be incredibly missed. I was talking to someone about Lauren the other day. The biggest accomplishment to me with her over the last 3 years is I think she enjoys running, you know, now, and I think she'll continue, and she's talked to me about goals of a half marathon and some other things she wants to do. So, I think I've really diverted from your question quite a bit, but suffice it to say, Lauren is going to be extremely missed next year for sure.
Coach, the rest of the girls, very young. Cora, Anna, Amy, and Ashley, all freshmen. And then, of course, Emma, who qualifies for state, just a sophomore. So, this thing could get really fun the next couple of years.
It could. You know, the freshmen are amazing, and I loved having them all, but there is, one, the hurdle of going from 2 miles of racing to three, and that's tough. That third mile is tough to get adjusted to. I thought of that about halfway through the season, and then I realized none of them complained about it. None of them said anything. They just did it. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Those four just did the 3 mile without a second thought about it. But it is tough physically to do that, to add that third mile. The thing about freshmen is they're not as confident, and that I did notice that with this group was, I can't do this. Oh, this is going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, and I think we'll get over that hump here in the next year or two. And yes, it will be a lot of fun. It was fun the way it was, but I think once they, you know, gain some confidence, I saw that in Anna, especially like at the conference meet, pretty sure that's where we were at. And she saved like 2 minutes off of her time, you know, and once you start getting that confidence and really believing in yourself, your time's come with it, because they're physically in the shape they need to be, and they just mentally need to get themselves to they were competitive, but just almost like leaving it all out on the course kind of thing. You know, they still hold back just a little bit, and it's just going to take them some time to get over that hump, but they will.
Not to put any pressure on any of those girls specifically, but does one or two of them have that ability maybe to get up there and kind of push and run with Emma at practice a little bit?
All of them do. All of them easily, especially Amy. You know, Amy's one that you tell her you're out cheering and you tell her to go faster and she just goes faster. That's just what she does. But they all have the potential. They will have the numbers again next year for a full team, but they easily have the potential to qualify for state as a team if they do some off-season training and just really believe in themselves and really dedicate themselves to it. You know, Cora was one that told me last year, she said, I'm not doing that. I'm not running a 3 mile. Well, then here she was, and here she improved at every meet, you know. So, I think they all have the potential to be up there running with Emma or close to it for sure.
What's the future look like for Emma? You and I were talking beforehand that, you know, her first year out, she was solid right off at the very beginning. I remember interviewing her after the meetup in Gowrie there early in the season, but she just kept getting better. And as a sophomore, she's still trying to figure these things out.
Right. And because it is completely new. It's funny when, I'm familiar with cross country, having done it in high school and stuff, and you don't realize the question someone new is going to have coming into cross country, because it is just different. You know, it's not like a track meet. It's different. Once Emma saw the competitive side of it, you know, then that's when she really took off. But I, her future's awesome. I mean, I fully expect she'll qualify again next year and place even higher at state. She's very excited about it. I just cautioned her a little bit. I said, just don't get hurt. You know, you can overtrain pretty easy, too. All you got to do is stay in shape, because that's the crap. You know, if you have an injury, then you don't qualify, you know, if you're not timing all of that just right. So now that she understands it, now that she knows what she needs to do, I anticipate her having a really, really good season, not just second half of the season next year, the whole season being good now that she knows what she's getting into when she starts. But, yeah, she's got a plan for the winter and spring. She does track. She's a pretty good 400, 800 runner from what I understand. So, yeah, I expect we'll be at state with her again next year if we can keep her injury and illness free.
Coach, you mentioned the conference meet is a good one for the girls. Any other meets kind of jump off the board for you a little bit for the girls this season?
Ida Grove was a good meet for us. There's a lot of people that run that meet. 150-some kids is what we had figured. But, yeah, they did well at Ida Grove, pretty good at Storm Lake. But they all season just, you only, you know, with only six girls, that's the thing that kind of stinks when you have to run them all in varsity until you get past that number of seven. It would have been nice to let a few of them get the JV experience this year to work their way into high school running, but we don't have that advantage. But what I will say for the girls is only having those six and sometimes only five running, they always placed, you know, they weren't last, you know, they were always above that. We weren't placing in the top one, two, three, four, five, but they were holding their own with the numbers they had, if that makes much sense the way that I'm saying that. But, no, they nothing really stands out specifically. Just each meet they seem to get better as a group, so.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time here at the end of the season to talk about this group. I'm really excited about the future of ESAC Cross Country and looking forward to getting to chat with you and see you guys at a number of meets again next year.
Yes, we're looking forward to next year already. We kind of had our lull in October when we were all kind of getting burned out with COVID and everything, and then we had our fire at the end of the year, and I hope we can just start with that again next year right off the bat. So.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Enjoy the off season if you get a chance to.
Will do. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Melly Hundling again with the ESAC Cross Country team.